Hi, my name is Juliet, and I'm the host for this podcast. I'm studying to be a rabbi. By next January, I should be ordained, God willing. And in Judaism, there's a specific portion or reading from the Torah or Bible for every week of the year. And as we go through these readings week by week, in order from the beginning of the Torah to the end, from the beginning of the Jewish year to the end, we analyze the stories and we comment on them. Of course, connecting them to real life, to contemporary life, is how these ancient stories come alive, which is one of my great passions as a future rabbi. I hope you'll accompany me as I tell these stories of Torah and of my life and the lives of others. If you miss an episode, you can always go back and find it wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for coming on this ancient journey with me, and contemporary journey. Can't forget that. And though I give these podcasts for free, you can always make a contribution, and that would be very much appreciated to help support this work. You can go to lenegditamid.us, lenegditamid.us, lenegditamid.us. And you can read about all the other offerings that I make. Okay, so today's podcast. Well, we're coming to Passover, and I've been thinking so much about, well, obviously, thinking about Passover and getting ready for it, and I always resent all the cleaning that comes along with it. Ever since I koshered my kitchen, like, was it 5 years ago? Something like that. 5, 6 years. I don't even remember anymore. It's getting long, but that's a short time in in the lives of people who have grown up with kosher kitchens. Anyway, I just kind of always feel like I'm in the middle about it. Like, this isn't really real. This is so... doesn't really make sense. My dishes don't absorb anything, modern technology. And I'm really grateful that my daughter, who's really into it, is coming to help, because it's a huge job, I always find that in the end, I'm really happy that I did it, and it feels different. Even last year, putting out this contact paper on the counter, which we saved because I don't want it to, like, I hate waste. And my daughter was like, we need to put contact, let's put contact paper down. Anyway, we saved it, and it kind of felt really good to have it there. It was like, it really made the week feel different. And it feels like something happens after, once we come through the week of Pesach, having done all of those preparations, and something changes. So I was listening, it's so funny. Passover is about slavery, and I just happened to be listening to a podcast on the experiment. The latest episode is about a Cherokee woman who is a descendant of freedmen who knew that there were Cherokees, not all Cherokees, because it's a huge nation, but there were Cherokee tribes or groups that owned slaves. And they were trying to fit in. They were listening to the president of the United States and trying to, this is the early 1830s or whatever, early 1800s, trying to be more American as white. Not, I shouldn't say more American, because they were the Americans, right? They were the Native Americans. But they were trying to be what the president and what they were being told. You will be accepted. You will be considered like us as Americans if you learn English, give up your native ways, and you also need power, so you need to own slaves. And a bunch of them listened, and they bought plantations, or they created plantations, and they owned slaves. An oppressed people owning slaves. Hard pill to swallow. Kind of like when I learned that, and I think I learned this in the past year. Maybe it's been longer. I'm sure it's been longer, but that Jews owned slaves as well in the United States. Here we are coming to a week where we celebrate our freedom, and then to come to terms with our own history as enslavers, as oppressors. That's hard. So, you know, it's really unsavory. That's not something you want to recognize. It's embarrassing. So here's this woman who is trying to, she actually, it's a very interesting story. She applied for citizenship within the Cherokee Nation. She was brought up. She knew she was a descendant of freedmen. And she applies for citizenship in her 50s. She's like, I want to go back to my roots. And I know I'm Cherokee, and I was brought up to being told I was Cherokee. And she went to make an application, and they rejected her. And they said, we don't take your kind. Like, how horrible. You got to listen to this. It's crazy. It's like, oh, I mean, to become, but it's not. See, that's the thing. Like, I grew up with grandparents that were racist as well, you know? And you would think that when we come from oppressed peoples, that we learned our lesson, but we didn't. We don't. And it's kind of sad. I mean, it's really sad. And so, you know, in the podcast, they talk about how in documentaries and photos of the Trail of Tears, you don't see slaves, black slaves, accompanying their Cherokee owners. I mean, here it is, the Trail of Tears. Like, here they tried so hard to fit in, right? But no. They were still led on the Trail of Tears, forced to leave their native lands in the southeast of the United States and to walk across the country to Oklahoma. And as we know, so many died. And in these photos and documentaries, you don't hear about, you don't see the slaves who are accompanying their Cherokee owners walking as they were the beasts of burden while their owners were riding their horses. So here's this Cherokee woman. There was a whole lawsuit, and they won it, but this is back, you know, this is some years back, but in the early 2000s. And I think very recently, in the last few years, they won a Supreme Court case. And so you can hear about it on the podcast, like I said. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. But, like, the fact that they're still fighting to be accepted as Cherokee, you know, as members of the tribe. And, you know, it made me think about Jews and Jews of color in the United States and how, you know, we've been so dominated historically by Ashkenazi Jews that we don't think of Jews of color as real Jews. This is our history. As a people. It's hard to be accepted as a Jew of color, as a member of the tribe, of the Jewish tribe. So this week in Metzora, this week's Parsha, here we are, Shabbat HaGadol. Good Shabbos, everybody. Anyway, this week in Metzora, people with plague or, you know, leprosy, whatever they call it, on their bodies and in their houses, they must not only isolate and wash their clothes, but they also have to scrub the stones and they have to replaster. And then the priest comes and checks on it again in a certain number of days, and they see if it's spread, they see if it's diminished, all these different, that's what the whole parsha is about. So it's very appropriate. Scrubbing the, you know, we have so many preparations that we have to make, including scrubbing the shelves and walls of the refrigerator and the stove and washing and burning off old stuff that's collected over the years. And we have so much to scrub away from our past as a people and for each of us as individuals. And that includes a history of being the oppressed and the enslaved, and also of being the oppressor and the enslaver. Freedom means many things to many people. And though I resist the deep cleaning, like I said at the beginning, every year, I know that something happens during that time. I feel lighter, I feel freer, I feel something changes energetically for me. Maybe it's just having the intention, I don't know, but just even without the intention, I feel like something changes. And symbolically, I remind myself that I'm coming through a narrow place, the Sea of Reeds. This is how we think of it in Judaism, and in spiritual terms. We're coming through a narrow place into an expansive place. Expansiveness, literally a freedom in the desert. But for our lives, what does it mean to come through a narrow place into an expansive place? So I want to say, may we all scrub away what needs to be scrubbed, burn that which needs burning, find light and lightness and joy in the holiday, and enter into something new and more spacious. Our own version of freedom on a new level. And may it be true for the world as well in the coming year. And let us say amen and Shabbat Shalom. And thanks for being with me, and I'll see you next week.